Regardless, does this bode well for negotiations in a continued ceasefire?
The U.S. is still building up forces in the Gulf. One carrier group, the Ford, has now broken the record for the longest rotation since Vietnam, with nearly 10 months at sea. And there are more troops underway to the region. But President Trump has said several times he thinks these negotiations are working, that it won't be necessary even to extend the ceasefire with Iran that ends next week. And it may help that Israel and Lebanon, those two countries have announced a 10-day ceasefire. For Israel, Lebanon was always the second front in their war with Iran. And it's important to note that their war is really with the Iranian-backed Shiite militia, Hezbollah. That was the shooting war with Israel. Though to millions of Lebanese civilians caught in that shelling, they might not really care about that distinction. But that was the objection from Iran, that that war had continued. And when the U.S. agreed to a ceasefire, Israel kept on shelling. This could help with the U.S.-Iranian ceasefire.